Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. I'm rolling and recording. It is Saturday, I believe the 29th. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I always get my days mixed up. So it's either the 29th, I think. Anyway, don't judge me too harshly on this. And what I want to talk about is, in the martial arts world, there seems to be this idea that if you make a lot of money as a martial artist, you run a McDojo. And if you are a struggling martial artist who has to bootstrap it and work another job to support it, then you're more authentic, likely. Now, I've done a post or a podcast before, excuse me, on what makes a McDojo, in my opinion. And I think, more than anything, it's not about the money. It's just the methods that you're willing to go to make that money. So, what I'm saying is, there are certain things that you can do legally. And the issue is kind of like moral or ethical. For example, I know a lot of schools that host birthday parties at their location. Now, if it's kind of a cool thing where you have the kids come in and you appreciate the fact that it's their birthday, you got cake or pizza or, you know, whatever the case may be, some balloons, whatever the case may be, I think that's okay. But if you are hosting a party and encourage kids to bring prospective students by way of their friends or family, I don't think that you're doing the right thing. I think you're pulling some underhanded marketing, because ultimately the goal is to serve you and not your student. There's plenty of ways to get family and friends in. You give them a little ticket for refer a family member day or something. You do something like that. What you don't do is pretend to engage in a kind act for a student so that you can make more money and get more students. I think that's my main deal here. What length are you willing to go to? Now, I've heard schools where they have upgrade programs and their whole thing is upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Again, if a skilled and ethical and moral martial artist can make $1 million a year at their school, by all means, go for it. God bless and may the universe be with you, you know? But if you constantly are looking to sell higher memberships, black belt club or leadership club, about 95% of these times, these are nothing but money grabs, because what they're offering is not more classes per week. In essence, they're offering better treatment if you pay more. I've heard of schools, and I'm not going to name them because I'm just not going to do that, but I've got two schools in mind where when you go to the belt promotions for their kids, there's like a roped off area where they serve you drinks and stuff like that. Now, the idea behind that is, well, there's first class, business class, and then there's coach at the lowest level, right? But the martial arts are supposed to be about unity. And the idea that you can pay more, hence you get better treatment, is nothing but thinly veiled elitism. And it doesn't belong in our martial arts vernacular, nor in our behavior. Some of the best students I've ever seen in my life were poor. And they had to do certain things or go without certain things so that they can make the tuition for training. Now, their desire to train is commendable, and they're willing to sacrifice to get that training. As a matter of fact, my father and uncle were poor coming up, and my martialized grandfather, Mr. Dave Cardenas, gave them a scholarship into the school, which is to say that they didn't have to pay money, but they had to train hard, and they had to clean up and make sure the school was straight, so on and so forth. Now, between the two of them, there's 5 Long Beach International titles and the Golden Glove Boxing Championship. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to illustrate the fact that if money was the only motivation and the only acceptable way to allow someone into your schools, 2 lives, well, infinitely more lives than that, because they've since gone on to teach dozens and hundreds of students behind them, myself included, would have never had a chance to receive life-changing training. If a person is unwilling to treat all of their students as equals, regardless of their level of commitment, and I mean financial commitment. For example, at my school, once a week, $159. Unlimited training is $199. If you're unwilling to treat your once a week students with the same respect and dignity that you're willing to give those who pay more money, you're a horrible instructor, and I hope you go out of business. I understand you want to keep your unlimited students. I understand that you want to keep as many of your upper tuition students as possible. I understand that. But if it comes by way of treating or mistreating your other students or making them feel less than or making it clear that they are more valued, then you're a horrible person. You're a horrible teacher. And I hope you go out of business. Let's discuss again amongst ourselves the principles, the pillars, the tenets that make martial arts timeless. Let's not fall apart and only chase the money. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok under Thomas Kempo Karate. But by far the most important thing is please be kind to yourselves and each other.